man to man, do not date the woman who can't admit that she's done something wrong. This type of girl is gonna drive you insane. This is how it goes. You're dating a girl, everything's going good. And then she does something to hurt you. You know, maybe she misbehaved, maybe she did something disrespectful, whatever it is. And so you bring this up to her and you show her that you're hurt. But because you're hurt, she now feels hurt. She feels like she's the victim now and it's about her. She hurt you, so you were hurt. But when you're hurt, and you know, there's a bit of a uncomfortable conflict in the relationship, she acts like the victim, even though you were the one to be hurt by her in the first place. And so you find yourself comforting her in a situation in which you were hurt first and she should have been comforting you. A lot of girls are like this. Look, I hate to like shit on the entire fucking opposite sex, but a lot of girls are like this. A lot of girls have never been taught like responsibility or accountability by their own fathers. If you looked at a lot of girls' fathers, their fathers are little bitch boys, honestly. Let's just be honest. Their fathers, bro, he's probably not a man that you'd actually respect. He's probably like flabby and soft. Probably a little bitch, pushover. It's probably maybe not even in the house. His wife hates him or something. A lot of girls' fathers are supposed to, like, a woman's father is supposed to teach her how to be, like, an accountable, like, responsible young woman. But a lot of fathers have skipped that role because they're just weak men, right? And this isn't just the father's fault. Her mother chose that man. The whole family's fucked up, right? A person who can't take responsibility for their actions for hurting you, that's not a good human being. You might be able to laugh and eat some food with this girl and have like a funny time and you get to have some fucking sex and some pleasure on your pee-pee. Okay, sweet, that's pretty nice, sure. But a person who can't take responsibility and accountability for hurting you and to think like, you know, they did something that was hurtful, disrespectful, and you tell them like, oh, that hurt me. And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry for hurting you. Oh, I'm so sorry, that was not my intention. I can't believe I did that, actually. How do you feel? And if they just said this, if they felt your pain, if you saw like a painful look on their face, they're emphasizing with you, they're feeling your pain. Okay, sweet, boom, happy, that's it. Okay, like, you know, conflict resolved. They feel your pain and they apologize. Things happen in a relationship. Sometimes you accidentally say something mean to each other, you're a bit short, life gets in the way. Of course, those things happen. No one's gonna be perfect, right? I set pretty high standards for like relationships, but even I know that, bro, like conflict can always arise, of course. Someone, you can always feel like disrespected by your partner at random moments or, you know, like left aside for something. Of course, that kind of stuff is gonna happen when you're in a long-term relationship. But what's unacceptable is that when you feel hurt by a girl, if you tell her that you feel hurt, you don't see the sort of painful, emphasizing look on her face where she's like, oh, I'm so sorry for hurting you. You don't see that look. You see this like, no, but you did this. No, but because I only did that because you did this. Basically, what she's doing is you sort of transmitted this message of like, oh, hey, baby, I'm hurt. And it's going to her and she like fucking grabbed the shield and like reflected it back onto you. She wants war. She doesn't want love. Bro, a lot of girls have been raised like this. They've been raised with this weird, like, inflated self-esteem. You've probably heard this, right? This sort of hoflation. A lot of girls have been raised with this weird self-esteem, which now it's not even about healthy self-esteem. It's like this weird, really weird, like, narcissistic, arrogant kind of mindset. And I hate using these psychological, you know, narcissistic, gaslighting, whatever, but this is true. What a lot of girls say about guys is actually true about girls, right? A lot of girls have been raised, no accountability, no responsibility, no, like, fucking, like just ability, like, no skill to sit there like a good human being and be like, oh, I'm so sorry for hurting you. That wasn't my intention. How can I make it better for you? Come here. That's it. That's all a girl has to do. Oh, I'm really sorry. Could you forgive me, please? That's it. And you're like, okay, come on. Okay, come suck it. That's all you have to do, bitch. You know what I mean? Like, bro, the standard is so low for girls. You know, once, bro, I was at dinner with a few friends, right? And bro, everyone's making money. Everyone's like muscular, handsome. Everyone's like a pretty high level guy, right? And this guy, this was like about a year ago. And this guy says like, oh, you know, and I've got like a good girl, you know, she's like, she's sweet. And when I wake up, she makes me a coffee. And all the guys on the table went like, oh, nice. She makes a coffee. Takes like 2 minutes and all of us millionaires were like, whoa, good, whoa, you got a good girl, bro. Bro, that's one of the best girls of our time. Like that's like the fucking, the standard, like, whoa, she makes you a coffee? Motherfucker, bro, you could pay some fucking random guy to make you a coffee for like for 5 cents every morning, bro. What the fuck? That's like 5 pennies worth of value. Oh, but you know what, bro? When I'm working, she cleans up the kitchen. Whoa, congratulations, bro. You could pay a maid like $3 for that. What the fuck, bro? Men's standards are so low, but this is the shit that really matters, right? A lot of guys, we focus, you know, on a relationship, on like how beautiful she is, and we focus on things like, you know, like, oh, she cooks, she cleans. That's like the type of thing that quite a lot of masculine men will talk about. Like, oh, you know, when I work, she's cleaning the kitchen and stuff. Yeah, that's nice. Don't get me wrong. It's not a bad thing. But how is she as a human being when you're hurt? Do you see it, bro? Like, I feel like I'm one of the few men of our time who... I see something deeper in relationships than most people. Like, how is her heart? Fuck all this surface level stuff of just how hot she is. It's still important, don't get me wrong. Of course, bro, you want her to be beautiful. Of course, you want her to feel, you know, so... You know, you've got so much integrity to genuinely think she's so beautiful. Of course you want that, right? But how loving is she actually? Not just how much hee-hee-hee kind of fun do you have when you eat some food together and you drive somewhere and you fuck each other? Because that's a low baseline, right? You could say like, oh, but she's so fun to hang out with. Yeah, but a girl who's not fun to hang out with is like below the baseline. You wouldn't be hanging out with her. Like that's like the bare minimum, right? And think about it. You're fun to hang out with. That's matched, right? But how is her heart? When you're hurt about something, when she's accidentally, sometimes purposefully, when she's hurt you, how is her heart when you express that to her and you say like, oh, you did this thing and it really hurt me? Does she sit there and go like, oh, I didn't even realize I did that. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I completely wasn't thinking. Bro, if she does that, forgive her. Like if you want my advice, forgive her. You know, someone who you see the painful look on their face, forgive them. People will fuck up, bro. There's probably times that like I've done something so horrible to like a family member, a friend, a girlfriend, and I've not even realized. And when they say it, like, I hope to be the, you know, the level of man who could be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I can't even believe I did that. When someone is like that, if it's something that can be forgiven, of course, not cheating or anything, but if it's something that can be forgiven, you know, they were a bit disrespectful or they made you feel lonely or today or whatever, you can forgive that. But if you feel hurt in something, and she kind of deflects it. And the worst thing is when she sort of like takes it and then throws it back onto you. Bro, these women, they love chaos, bro. She wants war. Like she literally, bro, you sort of like, you know, gave her like good communication. And she, bro, she fucking slipped what, like two'd. She literally slipped two'd it back to you. You're not dating a fucking like sweetheart. You're dating a boxer. You're dating a fucking warrior at that point. You're dating someone who's literally like, you know, like rams, like male sheep. And she's got these horns and she's trying to butt her fucking head onto you. This isn't like a sweet princess. This is a pirate, right? Seriously, a lot of girls have got like pirate energy. They don't have princess energy. Never date these fucking like low, I call them low accountability girls, where when you're hurt, they can't take accountability. Something's messed up in their family for sure. Their dad is usually an absolute bitch when you meet him. He's like a soft, just weak, frail fucking man, basically. He's not a man that you'd actually respect. You'd be kind of polite with because that's your girl's father. But if you saw him on the street and you didn't know him, you wouldn't think to yourself like, oh, I really hope I'm like him when I'm older. You wouldn't think that about her dad, right? And her mom, you would not be thinking like, oh, I really hope I marry someone like that when I'm older. You wouldn't think that. You'd think some surface level thing was like, oh yeah, you know, they're kind of nice. And you know, her mom is really sweet, but you wouldn't think of the real level, which is like, oh, when I'm older, I'd love to marry a woman like that. Obviously not in a weird way, you know, but like, you get my point. Like, I'd love for my woman to be like that when she's older, or I'd love to be like that man when I'm older, you know, like the father. You won't think this about the woman who's like one of these low accountability girls. You won't think this at all. You won't have much respect for her family. Any girl who's like this, bro, it just means that she's not been raised that well. It's as simple as that. I know that's really brutal. It means that she's not been raised that well, and her mother has probably like shown the kind of this kind of behavior to her father. It's the whole household is fucked. I'm telling you, it is. Right, bro, be careful dating these girls because it's the biggest fucking headache. Now, I posted a video which is about this topic onto TikTok. I've got like a new TikTok account, right? It's like Hamza97X if you want to try and find me. And it got 2.5 million views. And the first comment, it had thousands of likes where someone, he posted a GIF where it was like, you know, like a picture which is like oh, like as in, oh, that's true. And the caption, the text he wrote was like, it's exactly what I'm going through. Like, this is relatable. I bet a lot of guys, you know exactly, like, you're exactly relating to what I'm saying here, right? She does something to hurt you. You bring it up to her. And then she deflects it back onto you. And suddenly you're the bad guy and now she's hurt about something. When you think about it, bro, that's just a very low level of like relationship skill. This type of girl might be attractive and funny enough to spend some casual time with, but she's not a good girlfriend. And you might think, oh, but she's a good girlfriend in other areas, you know, she's sweet and she laughs at my jokes and we have fun together. Yeah, but like, that's not a girlfriend, bro. Like, a girlfriend, like, the level for a girlfriend is not just that it's fun to spend time with her. That's the level of, like bare level of anyone in your life, right? Like, a girlfriend is a high level of commitment you're giving. Don't rush into that, right? I make this mistake often, right? You sort of have fun with a girl and you think, okay, well, she can be your girlfriend. No. A girlfriend is a girl who's basically wife quality. Like, that's what you're progressing to. Don't make a girl your girlfriend who's just fun to spend time with. If she's fun to spend time with, see her outside of a relationship. Because that same girl, no offense, bro, but that same girl has had fun with guys outside of relationships anyway. You don't have to sort of make her your girlfriend. Most girls these days, bro, they fuck for free. They fuck outside of relationships. You don't even have to be in a relationship with her. And in fact, often the dynamic's better when you're not with. A lot of girls, they'll give you like a better treatment when you're not even their boyfriend. Honestly, this dynamic that you're going through right now when, you know, she's deflecting it back onto you, if you were single and she was single, you weren't even boyfriend, girlfriend, you weren't as serious as you are right now, she wouldn't do this as much. She'd like, a lot of girls, bro, like, this is probably a separate video topic, but a lot of girls treat you better before you actually make them your official girlfriend, and way more so for like actual marriage. A lot of married men will tell you, maybe something like, we have a couple in my community, and they'll comment and say like, oh yeah, she was always so sweet, I proposed to her, it was amazing, and shortly after the wedding she started completely changing and she just turned into like a horrible human being, and now we're getting divorced. I was already super successful before I met her, but now I have to transfer her like $300,000 because of like the, you know, the money I made before I met her, but we got married and now technically I have to give her half of it. Seriously, bro, be careful, right? When it comes to like relationships and love, your selection in a woman is the most important thing. Do not base it on just feelings of like, oh yeah, it's nice to spend time with each other. Think about the quality of her heart. You are hurt. Bro, there's something that hurt you. She like, bro, she hurt you. There's a reason why you clicked on this video. She hurt you. And that can happen. I can completely tell you, bro, it can happen. But for her to not take accountability and to just apologize properly, usually these types of girls, they'll apologize after like a 1 hour argument and you have to constantly keep telling her like, you know, no, but you did this, but you did this, but like, look, I'm just, this conversation was just supposed to be me just telling you that I'm hurt about this thing. And then she's saying, oh yeah, but you did this, and you're this, and you're this. Yeah, but you're making me feel whatever. And it's like after an hour, 2 hours, that's when she'll finally, like, you know, you get angry at her, you sort of break up, you basically show you've got balls. That's when she'll be sweet to you again, and she'll be like, yeah, I'm sorry I did that thing. It's like, bitch, like what, you just added 2 hours extra of, like, chaos to my life because you couldn't say this at first because your ego and your arrogance is fucking weird. Like, these girls, they've gotten almost like weird princess treatment from like simps, beta males, and from their family. Their family, imagine like her mother, right? She's still like a bit of a degen, right? Her mother's probably like unmarried now or divorced or whatever a lot of the times, or her mother's flirting with guys or some shit. And her mother's given her, this girl that you're dating, this weird like princess psychology of like, you can do nothing wrong. That's why girls are like this, is they've been given this sort of identity of this princess of, you are perfect, you can do nothing wrong. You want a girl who believes she's not perfect, which is, bro, it's hard to find these days. It's weird because you'll get girls who obviously are not perfect, and you'll get girls who they know that they've got flaws. But when they're dating a guy, that's when this weird perfect princess psychology comes in. And when you say something like, oh, you did this, that wasn't so good, They can't accept it. They deflect it. It's like, because it would kill their ego, right? It would kill their identity that they've had formed from simps and from friends, you know? Oh, hey girl, you're perfect, whatever, you know? You're not dating a princess, bro. You're not dating like a good girl. Yeah, you can have some fun with girls like this, but that's not like girlfriend material at all. It's not. And here's, you know, the worst thing, I'm going to be honest to you, right? Because what's the solution to this? what's the solution of when you're dating like a low accountability girl and, you know, she can't admit that she's done something wrong? What's the solution? Well, you might try and tell her about this, and I'm telling you right now, doesn't work, bro. Some girls, bro, if they're like this, I've not seen a girl like this change. They stay with this princess personality rather than actually sort of being able to feel your pain and have some fucking human empathy. Seriously, you can't change someone's like deep inner psychology that's been built up since they were 4 years old. It's not your job to, right? And when you think about it, bro, you're a human being, you're sensitive, you've got your own life as well. You need someone who has a good heart. You should reserve being in a relationship with a girl when you find her. You can tell she's got such a good heart. Like, she's really empathetic for how you feel. And if you ever, you know, feel hurt by her, you tell her, and you'll remember this in the future. You'll see a look of pain when you tell her, like, oh, hey, you know, you did this thing, that really hurt me. You'll see her go, oh, I'm so, oh, like, it's like she's in pain because you're in pain. Bro, that's love. That is love. You find a girl like that, bro, I'm happy for you. That's love. When you're in pain, she's in pain for you. And so she apologizes, and then you come together, and your nervous system, which is activated this entire time, starts to calm down and thinking, okay, no, I'm safe. I'm safe. This is home. I'm safe. I'm not in danger. That's the relationship that we all deserve, especially if you can bring that to the woman as well. But if you watch my videos, you are probably bringing that, right? Because I preach a lot about, you know, being like calm and kind and grateful and meditating. So when you do these habits for many years, you become the kind of guy that when a girl can say something like, oh, you hurt her, you can say, oh, come here, baby. I didn't mean to do that. Look at me, baby. I love you. I'm so sorry that I hurt you like this. Well, that's it. How can, bro, no, they can't even, no one can argue with you more when you just admit it and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry I hurt you like this. Could you forgive me, baby? You know I love you so much. That was a complete lack of character in me. I can't even believe that I did that, honestly. I'm going to really think about this seriously. You say this and it's like, bro, if you've hurt a girl, bro, she will like relax and she'll be like, yeah, I forgive you. It hurt, but I know you love me. Bro, sweet. And you've moved on and she's hugging you and she'll hug you and you're like, you know, you'll get a little bit bored. It's been like 2 minutes. She's still hugging you. She really needs to just like calm down and done. You deserve, because you're that type of guy. You're similar to me. You deserve to be with a woman who will do that for you when you're hurt. Not this pirate with a shield who will bounce it back. No, but you did this last week. What the fuck is that, bro? That's not a teammate. It's not. And you can't like beg someone to be a teammate, bro. You can't like turn a woman like this into a good teammate. She's just not girlfriend material. It's that simple. Right. If you want to talk about this further and you want like full on personal advice from me, if you want me to like, you know, like you want to tell me your situation and everything and plus everyone else, the top link in this description is kind of like our big community. Like, it's kind of like a big group chat of like 2000 guys. We talk about like girls and sex and testosterone and fitness and everything, basically. So you might want to just consider joining that. And this is the kind of stuff we talk about in there. And it, honestly, bro, this community is called Library of Adonis, bro. It saves lives. Guys come in. They're so unsure of themselves. They don't know what to do with this girl. Should they break up? Should they, you know, some girl, should they get into a relationship with her? Is she a good girl? They can't tell. She has this one red flag. You know, she's following this guy. You know, like all these little details that can drive you insane when you're alone. If you join our community, bro, I spend hours in there every day. I literally will look at your situation and just tell you my advice. So it's the top link in the description. See if you can afford it. Maybe just join for a month and see if you like it. I am so proud of like the community that I've built. I have like so much pride for the boys in there. Everyone's getting like good success. Everyone's asking me for advice, giving advice to each other and stuff. And then you also can just get like a ton more of my sort of exclusive content, way more detail. The kind of stuff that's probably a little bit too crazy for me to put on YouTube, it's in there. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!